folks. Welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call Spooky Edition. We just
This is
heard.
The third time we're recording this little bit.
I'm sorry.
Dean is good at reading band names.
I'm so good at this. Flexorcist by The Voids is what we just heard. Before that, Evil by Interpol. And right at the top, Wintersleep with their track Weighty Ghost.
Woo! All in one. Good That's job. Right. You yeah. did it. Okay, for Halloween, Dean and I are being a gnome and a fairy.
That's correct.
Some issues have come up with this costume so far. First of all, we're going to a line dancing event for Halloween. My wings are ginormous.
Yes.
This is a rude costume. I need to remedy this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to buy smaller wings from Dollarama.
Wing slapping.
Just like
everybody.
Literally beating everyone in the face. Second, we got just like red construction paper for Dean's gnome hat, and we like made it into a top pointy thing, and then we went to like one little event in our neighborhood and everyone was like, "You're a dunce," and we were like, "Sure."
And like the cone is way too tall.
It's so tall.
I can't get through doorways.
It literally looks like a Doug Dimmadome thing where it just like goes on forever into the sky.
it's so funny. we're working on, we're getting there. I dressed up as Wirt one time, but I think I've lost the Wirt hat, which is basically a gnome hat.
What's Wirt?
Wirt from Over the Garden Wall.
Oh, yeah. He's got a little gnome hat. That's fun. So my boss suggested Santa hat, rip the pom-pom off, stuff it.
Much smarter.
Which, I guess, like, you would still have the little, like, white trim around, but that could be gnome-like.
Yeah.
I mean, gnomes come in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah, and I wish I would have kept my pipe from the lighthouse costume last year.
We did. Yeah. It's somewhere, but we'll find it.
I can be chomping on a pipe.
Honestly, gnomes come in a variety of looks, I feel like. They're always doing, like, sometimes they're golfing. You know?
Yeah,
sometimes they're surfing.
Yeah, I do like the Hawaiian shirt, sunglasses, lawn gnome is very cool.
But you might just look like Santa on vacation at that point.
Yeah,
but,
that's a good point.
You know. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Gnomes,
folks. Anyway, up next we've got Patrick Moonbird with his track Creatures Downstairs, a little instrumental spooky business for you.
Thank you. with your bloody meditation. On the set of vampires. On the fight against awfulness. On the fight against. Say
folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Entire Vampire by Richie Quake. Before that, Peter Tosh, Vampire. And right at the top, we heard Patrick Moonbird with Creatures Downstairs.
Yes, Creatures. You've been playing a game.
I've been playing a game. So, folks, you know me. I am a Daily Dull aficionado. I love the Wordle-like daily games, the browser-based little trivia thingies. Thrice, Catfishing are my favorites, but I found a new one that might just take the cake here. It's called MetaZooa. That's Meta, Z-U-O-O-A. MetaZooa.com. Go check this out. So it's like Wordle in that you have to, like, guess, in this case, an animal.
And more information is revealed.
Yes. And then it will show you how close your guess was down the evolutionary tree.
Okay.
So you start with, like, Metazoa, like all animals.
Okay.
And then in this example here, I went to, I guessed hammerhead shark, and I learned that it was a nathostomata, which means it was a jawed animal.
Okay.
And then I guessed koala, and it was like, no, it's not a koala, but it is a tetrapod. And then I was like, okay, is it a sea turtle? And then said, no, it's not a sea turtle, but it is an amniota, which means that it's not an amphibian or a fish. It has a hard shell around its egg.
Okay.
So we're getting closer and closer. I haven't actually finished this game yet because we sat down to record.
We'll let you know what the animal is.
We'll let you know what the animal is, but it's a different one every day. They also have a plant version, which seems like it would be a lot harder. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun. It's not, like, super, super specific. Like, you can just guess sea turtle rather than, you know, leatherback or something. So that's a little easier on you. Because, like, imagine if you had to guess, like, a specific kind of beetle. There's, like, 600,000 or something.
but it seems to give you little, like, biology facts at the bottom, too, to, like, describe what each, like, order means.
Oh, yes, it does. Yeah, in case you're not a freak like me and you don't know all of the phylogenetic categories.
Something meant jawed animal. It would tell you that, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, do check out MetaZooa. It's a fun little daily game that you can do instead of your work at the office. Up next, we have... Oh, it's C'est la Halloween. Was that good?
Yeah.
It's Elliot Brood. Why don't you give me... how would you pronounce this?
No, you got it in one. Don't worry.
Okay. Because they don't pronounce the H's, right? So it's C'est la Halloween.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Anyway, it's Elliot Brood. It's Indie Wake Up Call. Here we go.
Le soir, les fantômes aussi, le ciel est tout noir, les nuages sont gris. Est-ce que tu as peur des méchants esprits?
Hey!
C'est la Halloween. C'est corner, I was thinking today. Sat around getting high all afternoon, wondering what I should wear. Eventually I picked myself up, put on my shoes and walked out the door. I had one destination in mind, and that destination was a Halloween store. I started my car, and as I did, I wondered if I'd locked the house. Walked back and found that I hadn't, but now my keys were in the car. Walked to the car, pulled the handle, and it snapped back. At least I'd locked one door. Reached my hand through the open window, pulled the lock, forgot about the house, and drove to the Halloween store. I pulled into the lot and parked next to a blue car like yours. Looked in my rearview mirror, imagining meeting you in an aisle. I said, "Hi, I'm Norm. I think we've maybe met once before." And as my fog cleared, I realized that you were sitting in your car, smiling at me at the Halloween store.
Oh, folks, hello, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard You're Dead by Norma Tanega. Before that, we heard Andy Schaaf, Halloween Store, and at the top, Say Halloween by Elliot Brood.
I do love a spirit Halloween. I think that obviously you should be making your costume at home, eco-friendly, thrifting it. Like, don't buy something from Spirit Halloween.
But it's fun to just walk
around.
It's
so fun. Yeah, I went in there and I bought like face sparkles. Like, I just needed like a specific thing.
Yeah.
But the employees were all having like a banger time. They play like such fun Halloween music in there. Like, everyone is excited. It's just like, I don't know, it's a nice shopping experience.
Yeah. If I was a small business owner, I would try to make a spirit Halloween that was open all year round. I would see how well that
Well, went. People do have party costume stores. Like, people dress up at other times of the year. But
I am a big fan of the meme of like when something shuts down and then they're like, oh, spirit Halloween. Like the US government is currently shut down.
Are they still shut down? Oh my gosh.
I think so.
That's crazy.
I hadn't heard any news to the contrary.
Maybe it's not anymore. But yeah, it's fun. And I mean, they have little odds and ends to like finish off your costume, I guess. Like,
yeah.
They have a lot of scythes. It was just like buckets and buckets of scythes. Like, okay.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, Halloween. It's so fun. It's so fun.
Okay. Who's your guy? Of the Universal Monsters, which is, of course, Dracula, Frankenstein, the mummy, the werewolf, and the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Those are the universal ones. What about, like, mermaid? No, could that be not a monster?
Well, when
like
I say universal, I mean these were monster flicks made by Universal Studios in the 30s.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, everyone knows these are monsters. No. I was like, okay. A vampire is kind of unbeat.
Yeah, that
they have
is
such interesting lore.
It's probably the best movie of like the original movies.
But also, there's so many good vampire stories. Like, vampires are just so cool. Yeah.
I
they have so much folklore attached.
I am a werewolf man. I've always been a werewolf man. The werewolf is sort of like the working class monster to the vampire's like noble monster.
You gotta watch the Amy Adams Night B Word movie then.
I guess I
You're not a feminist.
Yeah.
You don't even like female werewolf stories.
I'm working on it. I'm getting there. The werewolf as like, you know, monthly cycle thing for ladies, it works. Werewolf movies are the best. I just wish the Universal werewolf movie was better. Lon Chaney Jr. is not a good actor. The movie itself is really shaggy, if you'll pardon the pun. And it just doesn't work. The Gill Man might be like my secret favorite, though. I love the Gill Man, the creature from the Black Lagoon. He's so awesome.
Yeah. Monsters are very fun. Yeah. Vampire's my pick.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll not be changed. I guess we're having a Twilight dynamic right now.
Yeah. I really am the Jacob of this relationship, I would say.
Okay. And I'm the Edward. So that's famously, they love each other a lot in that movie. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Yam is Bella.
That's right. Up next, folks, we have none other than The Mummy by Benji Hughes. This is like kind of my favorite Halloween pick of all time. I found this when we first did our first Halloween show. It's CanCon. It's about inviting a mummy to a party and how you shouldn't do it because he gets too drunk. It's hilarious. It's The Mummy, Benji Hughes.
The committee, they asked me to be the one to pick the band to play the prom. I said I want a Frankenstein. They said that Frankenstein was not a band. Could you get Dracula? Whatever you do, don't get the mummy. Don't get the mummy. When the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy. When the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy. When the mummy gets drunk, he unravels. Don't get the mummy. My favorite band, I got the DVD, I watch it 50 times.
this girl. She was walking through one of my dreams. She kissed my eyes, and everything that she said made so much sense to me that I still feel like I'm half asleep.
People who would keep us on the
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Unfortunately, my dear co-host had to fly the coop on her witch's broom. So it's just me to cap off the show. But worry not. We just heard The Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead by Crash Test Dummies. Before that, we heard Rose Cousins, Jill Barber, and Jen Grant with Dark Angel. And at the top, we heard Benji Hughes, The Mummy. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mound Goat song for longer than the Mound Goat song runs. And this week, we are listening to, of course, what else? Werewolf Gimmick. This is the raucous and loudest and most fun track off of Beat the Champ, their 2015 record all about professional wrestling. And this is a song about a wrestler whose gimmick, whose performance or character that they inhabit in the ring has subsumed their actual personality. They believe that they are a werewolf. They are horrifically violent in the ring to the point where people are shocked and horrified and ask them to dial it back. But this person has sort of blurred the line between fiction and reality and completely inhabited the werewolf gimmick and become a werewolf in their own right. Because what is a werewolf but when the beast within a man is fully released? So let's just dive right into it. This is a great track. It's so much fun. Werewolf Gimmick, The Mountain Goats.
Werewolves of London. kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Nothing.
thank you so much for hanging out with us this spooky Halloween episode of Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Werewolf by Fiona Apple. Before that, we heard War on Zevon, Werewolves of London. You knew I had to put it in somewhere. And right at the top, we heard the Mountain Goats, a werewolf gimmick. We're going to leave you off here with The Littlest Monster by Thunderclap. And then, of course, Monster Hospital by Metric. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great Halloween, and we'll be back with you next Tuesday.
As the door slams shut, we see the littlest monster of the clan. She's arisen from her slumbers and sees it 3 a.m. And peeping out the window, sees the families off to lurk. After all, it is the best time of the night to do good work. Ah! Cut to the mirror down the hall. She drapes a cape of spiders on. She feigns a scowl and spreads her wings. And on her arm, a taxidermy. All is gently humming. Let's forget. The town, she does her best to scare the townsfolk, young and old, and rich and poor, without a care. We all want to be someone else when we're tired of being ourselves, whether it be Godzilla, Popeye the Sailor, or Vlad the Impaler. Oh, hear the trees creak in the wind. Yes, quality work's been done tonight. The littlest monster's feeling proud. In a of the sky, she howls and moans aloud. Let's forget.
Such a scramble in the brambles of this life.
If there's no such thing as reality, then how real are we? It's comforting to count on our little plans. It's simply precious. But our ritualistic habits, as we live and breathe, are reckless. Day after day, it confines us to unrecognizable face. An indelible mask to count on, to look out from, and upon it, it's suspect to say the very least, but suitable for some unsavory vegetables.
recently deceased.
Are making the long trek to Windsor to battle the Lancers for a shot at the Yates Cup. These two teams last met on homecoming, where Windsor stole a victory on a last-second field goal. Can Queens avenge their homecoming loss, or will they suffer another agonizing semifinal stumble? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM to find out. We go live at 12:45 with the Grad Club pregame show and the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff.
Hey, Cher. I think you're pretty funny.
I think you're pretty funny too, Tara.
Well, that's good because, you know, 30 Years of Nonsense is a great show, and we do it every Thursday from 4 to 5.
We absolutely do, and people can listen in at CFRC 101.9 or CFRC.ca.
Yeah, and we play basically all of our music.